Now you will recognise this passage. It's a very well-known one, but I very naughtily have chosen to read it to you from the Message, so forgive me if it upsets you. But here we are, Matthew 5, verses 13 to 16, and it's entitled Salt and Light. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out that God flavour in the earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your uselessness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You are here to be light, bringing out the God colours of the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on the hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. May God bless to us that portion of his word.
Thank you, Sue, and thank you for inviting me. It's a great privilege. It's always a privilege to be able to share from the word of God, isn't it? It really is. And I'm very grateful that you've invited me to come this afternoon. Now, I have to say that you might not be so happy about inviting me because, you know, I can be a miserable what-name at this time of the year. I really can. I like the long, light evenings of spring and summer. And this morning, very early in the morning, the clocks went back, didn't they? I've been dreading it. Absolutely dreading it. We look at the clock and it probably says is nearly 3:30. But many of us are thinking, well, I can guarantee that some of you are thinking, no, it's really 4:30. Yeah? But the problem is, of course, that when we finish, when we go home, it will be 4:30. And then it's not going to be very long before it gets dark, is it? You know, and not only that, but the countdown has started, hasn't it? The countdown. How many of you have started the countdown? Yeah? No? Oh, somebody over there. What are you counting down to? Christmas. Anybody else doing that? Anybody else doing that? Yeah, you are as well, because you've probably been to Sainsbury's or whatever already and started to think what you're going to buy, yeah? No. I started the countdown at the end of September, and I always do. And I start the countdown, not for Christmas, but for the beginning of the cricket season. There was one year when I stood out on the field, and it was obviously a boring match, because in between the overs, I was counting up, how many weeks is it now before we start nets? How many weeks is it until the first fixture of the next season? So I don't like it. I don't like it when the nights draw in and all the rest of it, or whatever we call it. And the thing is that most of us prefer to be in the light, don't we? Rather than the dark. It's you know, we need the light for our physical health, for our mental health, for our emotional well-being. We need it. Light shows up all sorts of things, doesn't it? It brings colour to the world. You go out on a nice sunny day and it just brings colour to everything, doesn't it? You go out on a grey day and everything else looks grey as well. I don't like it. And it's a lovely day and the sun is shining brightly through the window. And, and, and onto the television screen. Where did that dust come from? You know? Have you? No, you wouldn't know that. I know you wouldn't. Some years ago, my wife Heather and I, by the way, the link here is that my wife Heather and Sue are cousins. We went to a family birthday barbecue. And of course, I can't say who it is because you're here. But the food was good. I told you that. The food was good. It was a lovely day. And I went in for some food, inside for some food. And I sat down. And as I was looking up, I went, I nearly like that, choked. Because there, glistening in the sunlight, was this huge cobweb. I was shocked. If it had been my house, it wouldn't have been a shock. But in this house, I never expected to see. It's one of those houses, you know what I mean? You know, you don't expect it in those places. My house, yeah. But you've no idea how that warmed my heart when I saw that cobweb. I thought, yes, even here, there's a cobweb. We all have cobwebs, don't we, in our lives? We've got cobwebs. There are times when Jesus, who said, I am the light of the world, shines his light in our lives, and it gets a little bit uncomfortable when we see some of the cobwebs that are there. We all need cleaning up on the inside a bit, don't we? But Jesus came to deal with those things in our lives. Isn't that good? He came to deal with the sin in our lives, not just to expose it, but to forgive us and to make us clean. In the passage that, is it Marjorie? Read so very, very well. Jesus said to his disciples, you are the light of the world. Now that's a bit weird, isn't it? Because Jesus once is saying, I'm the light of the world. But he's saying to the disciples, you are the light of the world. Now, context is everything, by the way. So I want to put this into context because Matthew, the gospel writer, tells us that Jesus had been going through the region of Galilee, preaching the good news of the kingdom of heaven, healing sick people. And people came from all over the place to be healed and to be delivered from evil spirits. And we're told that when Jesus saw the crowds who were following him, he went up on the mountainside and he began to teach the disciples. It's what we call the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus was explaining to, you know, this was a motley bunch of people. There were down and outs, there were poor people. Oh, there might have been some well-to-do people as well, but they were a motley bunch of people. Nobodies in society were there. And he was teaching them what it means to be part of the kingdom, part of the kingdom of God. And he was teaching them what the kingdom should look like. He had taught what we call the Beatitudes. Things like being meek, being merciful, being pure in heart, being peacemakers. It was about justice. He used the metaphor, as we've already heard, about being salt of the earth. And then he said, you are the light of the world. And what did he mean by this? A common idiom that we use in society today is, don't hide your light under a bushel, isn't it? But it comes from the Bible. I mean, people will be saying it tomorrow, and they don't realize where it's come from. It's from the passage that we read. It's used to mean, don't hide your gifts and your talents. You know, don't be shy. If you've got a skill or a gift to, then show it off. That's not what Jesus meant. Jesus wasn't talking about that at all. We've got it all wrong with that. Now, if you go home and you switch on a table lamp this evening, which, dare I say, will have to be an hour earlier than it was last week. So another bit of electricity that we've got to use, isn't it? You know. But if you go home and turn on a table lamp, and somebody comes in and puts a bucket over it, which you know might be your husband or something like that, you know, you might not be impressed. What's the sense in that? No, you put the lamp on the table, don't you? And you turn it on so that it lights the whole room. And then Jesus explained what he was talking about. He said, be the light of the world like this. I want you to be the light of the world. He said, let your light shine so that people see your good deeds. And what did he mean by the good deeds? And remember, context. He'd said this just after he'd spoken about the Beatitudes, explaining what the kingdom of God was like. Because Jesus wants us to be the expression of his kingdom in this world. It's a kingdom of grace, isn't it? It's a kingdom of righteousness, of mercy, of goodness, of peace, and of justice. It's not so that people will look at us and say, oh, how marvelous they are. Although we might think it would be quite nice if they did that. But that's not what it's about, is it? It's so that they will see God in us. They'll see Jesus in us, and they'll give glory to him. And as the version that I've got, I can't remember what Marjorie's version of the message said, but it's so that they will praise our Father in heaven. It's so that they will see what God's kingdom is like and praise him. John's gospel starts with Jesus talking, starts with John talking about Jesus coming as the light and dwelling among us. It kind of means, well, another version says he pitched his tent amongst us. He came and lived and he dwelt. He walked with us and talked with us. That's what he did. In short, Jesus, the light of the world, was the living, walking presence of God on this earth. And as his people, filled with the Holy Spirit, we too are that light. And that's why Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You know, why is it that on a sunny day, we feel better, don't we? You know, you do, don't you? Well, I do anyway, but you've gathered that already. A nice sunny day, I feel better. It's brighter. And whilst the light exposes the cobwebs, it also brings out the colours. That's what your version was saying, wasn't it, Marjorie? We carry the presence of the Lord within us. And as his light shines through us, we, the people of God, bring colour into people's lives. The more we live out the life of Jesus, which is in us through the Holy Spirit, the more we push back the powers of darkness. We push back the powers of darkness, even little things that we might think a little, like showing grace when others want to condemn, like showing kindness and generosity, even when we think it's not deserved. These things push back the powers of darkness. They make a difference to people. We bring Jesus into their lives. Do you know, we can share the good news of Jesus, the good news of forgiveness and new life as we do that. Paul urged the Christians in Rome. He said, don't conform to the pattern of this world. Don't conform to that pattern. Be transformed by your minds being renewed. Have a different mindset in it. And Paul, like Jesus, was imploring us to be different in a world of darkness. There's a song in the Salvation Army songbook, and it is written by a chap who has now gone to glory, and he was over 100 when he died. In fact, in his 90s, he did a parachute jump, and he wrote a song called Dare to Be Different. And that's what we need to be, isn't it? We need to dare to be different, and that's what Paul wants us to do. Why did Jesus tell the disciples not to hide their light under a bucket? Because that's what we do. We're scared to do it, aren't we? Sometimes we're scared to talk about Jesus, you know. And I've been out on the streets with the selling the war cry sometimes. I used to do it every fortnight down here on a Thursday morning in outside Tesco, just down here. And there were times when I'd have great conversations, and then there were other times when I would think, well, why didn't I tell them more about Jesus than talking about what was happening in the football yesterday or something like that, you know? And Jesus told them not to hide their light under a bucket because that's what we do. Many people will be blessed as they see the light of Christ in us. And you know what? Our community will be better because we live out the values of the kingdom and not the values of the kingdom of darkness. I love what Paul said to the Christians in Philippi, the church in Philippi. He said this: do everything without grumbling or arguing. I thought, oh gosh, that's a little bit difficult, isn't it? I'm not sure if I can do that even for, I mean, can I do that for 2 minutes? Do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. And then he says this: then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. Isn't that wonderful? We, the believers, shining like stars in the sky in this dark world, as you hold firmly to the word of truth. And the word of truth is this written word that I'm holding here, but it's also Jesus. He is the word of truth, isn't he? I want to share a verse that God has been speaking to me over the past year. It's from Isaiah. All through the book of Isaiah, there's this kind of motif about light. And in Isaiah 60, it says this: arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. That's our world today, isn't it? That's our world today. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. To those of you who've put your trust in Jesus and are members of God's family, the kingdom of God, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. And as Marjorie's version said, bring out the God colors. Now, some of you may be wondering, oh, what on earth is this all about? That may not be the case. You may all be in the kingdom of God today, but you know, the invitation to be part of God's family is given to everyone. And God invites each one of us to turn from our way of living, to trust in Jesus for the gift of new life and the forgiveness of sin. And if that's you, the invitation to be his child and to belong in his kingdom is yours. Will you accept it? Thank you for listening so well. I'll just pray, if I may, and then I'll hand back over to Paul. I think Paul must still be there, is he? I can't see from here. Yes, he is. Yeah, yeah. And the good thing is that not many of you have fallen asleep. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much for Jesus, for coming to be the light of the world, for shining his light into our lives, and for bringing us into your kingdom. Lord, thank you that you translated us, as your word says, from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. And Lord, we stand before you as people forgiven and as people who want to bring your light and your life to others in this world. I pray that you, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would help each one of us to do that and to make a difference in this world and to bring others to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.